It is strange that so much of audit reform is about getting people to do the blindingly obvious. The public, as company after company seems to go belly up, tends to ask an obvious question. If this company was in such a poor state, how come the auditors happily signed off the figures only a matter of months or days before disaster struck? And seen from that standpoint, it is a sensible question. But it doesn't always convey the truth of the matter. The most recent UK corporate collapse, the venerable travel group that was Thomas Cook, had been flagged as being in trouble by its auditors, EY, months, even a year ahead. And it had made its worries clear. Analysts knew, and said so. The share price plummeted. But to the public, the collapse came as a huge surprise. It's difficult to know what to do about that. The public, as ever, do not look at the detail, and nor should they have to. The only answer is to ratchet up the warnings. And that is what the Financial Reporting Council is trying to do with its revised standard on the whole issue of going concern, assessing whether the company has the strength to stay afloat. The existing standard was already ahead of the game, but the new revisions will take it far beyond what is generally expected in other countries around the world. But what we are talking about is obvious. Once upon a time, the person in charge of the audit was supposed to sit back, review the audit, look at the evidence of what was going on in the company, and just think. The idea was to reach an overall view of whether the company was likely to be there, barring completely left-field disasters, in a year's time. It was not about, for example, asking the bankers whether they would continue providing the cash required. It was about the auditor's own review of the evidence in front of them. That simple process, it was hoped, would provoke the doubts and questions that would clarify the decisions about how robust the going concern basis was. But business is infinitely more complex than it used to be, and audit has, in the jargon, become much more commoditized, and seeing the wood for the trees has become much harder to do. It is important to recognize this. It is not just about standing back and taking an overview. The company's own management has to provide an assessment of going concern. Under the FRC revisions, auditors now have to give those tires a good kicking, or as it puts it, robustly challenge management's assessment. Auditors now need to go back to the directors and tell them that something just isn't good enough. All this effort will involve much more work on risk assessment, the adequacy of supporting evidence, the risk of management bias in what has been put forward, and then making it plain to the public, in a clear positive conclusion, what has been considered and what has been done. Under the old standard, issues like formal risk assessments were not required. Now, much more is required. The hope is that auditors will no longer seek only corroboration of what management has set out as their views on their prospects as a going concern, but also seek contradictory evidence. Overall, the new revisions to the standards significantly up the game. Business life becomes more complex. The structures within which it works will have to keep evolving. But with luck, the new stand-back requirement that the FRC wants will give auditors clearer eyes and a clearer head, much as they once had in simpler times.